Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and today I'm going to talk about how to tweak your credentials so they're far more appealing to the types of clients that you want to attract. So what do I mean by this? So depending on your practice area, it's likely that you describe yourself as a criminal defense lawyer with 25 years experience or a family law attorney that's handled hundreds of cases, or a bankruptcy lawyer that handles both Chapter 7s and Chapter 13s. And that's fine. Every lawyer pretty much represents himself that way. I'm going to give you some simple tweaks you can make to how you show up on your website and on the phone to potential clients that will really help you draw them in more like a magnet. So, since it's pretty easy and familiar to me, although it's not the only area that I work in, let's talk about DUI lawyers. You would think that this is a pretty narrow niche in law, but let's see how we can dimensionalize it. So I have attorney A who says, I'm a DUI lawyer, 25 years experience. Maybe in my state they allow board certification. I've taken the National Highway Traffic Safety course so I can do field sobriety testing, all that stuff. So that's attorney A. Now attorney B, same credentials, but we're going to tweak it. So attorney B is going to say, all right, I handle DUI for people under 21, so minors and then true minors under 18. I handle first-time DUIs. I also handle multiple DUIs, whether it's your second, third, fourth, fifth, even 10th DUI case. I handle DUI hit and run. I handle DUIs related to alcohol and related to drugs, not only illegal drugs, but prescription drugs. I also handle DUI for people that hold a commercial driver's license, so CDL holders. And for people that come from out of state and don't live in my state, I've also done DUI cases for those people, so out-of-state DUIs. Also, I've done DUIs where the person has a very low blood alcohol level, even below the legal limit, because they're still charged with DUI. I've also handled people at the limit, and I've handled extremely high blood alcohol cases, 0.20, 0.30, even 0.40. I've handled cases like that. I've handled cases where field sobriety tests were involved. I've also handled cases where there's drugs involved and there's a chain of custody issues. I've also handled cases where there's breath test refusals and cases where the driver's license was suspended and ones where it was not suspended. Cases where I've successfully fought the administrative hearing and gotten the driver's license maintained and not lost. I've also handled cases for people in the military that have had DUI because they have to deal with a special court-martial and a hearing in the military and the all the criminal consequences they deal with in the normal world. I handle federal DUIs, DUIs that can happen in state parks and on federal land. I also handle DUI when someone's been driving on a suspended license already. I handle DUI when someone has an ignition interlock. I deal with the probation consequences of DUI. I deal with post-conviction relief. I deal with alternative punishments, such as a scram bracelet, home detention, work release. I've helped people with hardship licenses. So look at all these things that you can talk about handling versus just, I defend people accused of DUI. Which one would you rather hire? And especially if your case was unique, different, unique to you, which everyone's case is, if it had special circumstances, and you heard that I, as a potential attorney, handle very specific cases that are almost exactly to the circumstances yours was, which person would you hire? Now, I can't go as deep, but let's talk about this for a family lawyer, okay? So what could you say about a family lawyer? Well, you could say that you handle cases that, you know, involve mediation, and you handle uncontested versus contested divorce. You handle divorce with children. You can deal with child custody and child support issues. You also handle divorce where someone is self-employed. You know how to deal with divorce as it relates to bankruptcy. You also dealt with high net worth individual divorce. You can deal with divorce as it relates to the disposition of certain assets, like real estate, businesses, etc. You could also handle cases where the children involved, one parent wants to move them out of the country or out of the state. So you can deal with that. You can deal with divorce when one of the two parties is not a citizen. You can also deal with divorces for people that are older, that are younger, ones that are facing perpetual alimony or spousal support, ones that just want to seek an annulment, ones with fully grown kids, ones with underage kids, ones with kids from a previous marriage and current kids with the current spouse. Many, many different situations. So you see how you can differentiate yourself a lot better as a family law attorney. Let's look at bankruptcy a little bit, okay? So you can handle Chapter 7s, Chapter 13s. You can handle cases where there's real estate involved, foreclosure prevention. You can handle cases where there's a divorce involved with the bankruptcy. You can handle cases where someone's self-employed, where there's an accusation of bankruptcy fraud, where there's assets that want to be kept in the bankruptcy versus ones that just want to be gotten rid of, ones with extremely high debt, ones with judgments, ones with non-dischargeable bankruptcy items like student loans, tax liens, judgments for fraud, etc. So even there, you can differentiate yourself a lot better than just, I'm a bankruptcy lawyer. You can deal with creditor claims. You can deal with FDCPA violations, TCPA violations when creditors call to collect money. So I hope this helps you in taking a look at your experience and really wringing out every possible aspect of it. If you do this and you put this on your website, in your attorney profile, and you talk about it on your homepage, and you talk about this to clients on the phone, and you have your secretaries do it and mention it when they have a particular case that comes in, guess what's going to happen? People will be more attracted to you because you very specifically handle the type of case that they have. And although, again, as I'm sure you know, each client feels like their case is unique, it's very likely you've seen nearly exactly their circumstances many, many times. Communicate that to them, and again, you will act as a magnet. You will attract more clients, better clients, and you'll beat out your competitors that just speak in generalities. So I trust that this helps you. If you have any more questions about this process, we have a attorney credential builder worksheet, which you can get for free. Just ask by email or phone. Phone number is 888-225-8594. Website is speakeasymarketinginc.com. This is Richard Jacobs. If you have other questions about attorney marketing, anything you want to know, give us a call, give us an email. We're here to help. Take care.